with the third pick. I made the earth sick.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're not going to do all the, the usual. We're just going to jump right into it.
You know who it is.
Y'all know what time it is.
You saw the link. You know who we are. We do this every week. We going to skip all that shit. You already know who we are. You know what we came to do. So,
yeah, you know what time it is, man. If you're watching this, you already know, man. Let's just get right into it, man. So, I got a lot to say about this fucking team. I know we both do. We actually have a rundown today, but we're going to start off with, like, our opening rants. I'm going to go first. Like, I had a lot more to say last night because I was, like, fucking infuriated after watching that ridiculous performance. And for all of you who are looking for an episode of Summer Sessions on the Patreon today, you can blame the bitch-ass Bulls for that not being the Patreon, not being out today because I didn't fucking feel like recording last night. But, man, okay, so Bulls lose last night, 126-109 to New Orleans Pelicans. They have now lost 10 of their last 13. They have won only four games total since the All-Star break. This is a team that's only won one road game since February 9th. And that one road game that they won was a game they had to come back from double digits against the fucking Detroit Pistons.
Yeah.
And I understand Zach was on one. He plays great. Zach played great. I understand DeMar wasn't playing. I understand we don't have no Lonzo. I understand Caruso's in foul trouble. But this is a team that's 12 games under 500. This is a team that two of their best players are on the bench, Zion Williamson and Brandon Ingram. This is a team that only has C.J. McCollum. And as we were saying before we came on the air, like you said, G, C.J. McCollum didn't even win with fucking Damian Lillard.
Man, listen.
And you go out there. First of all, you're in a shootout for three quarters, which is issue number one. You should not be in a fucking shootout with the New Orleans fucking Pelicans. But you allow a 12-0 run at the beginning of the fucking fourth quarter and end up losing this game by 17 points. 17 points. And, you know, we've been up here. We've been pretty cool, calm, and collected on this podcast all season long. On our preseason episode, we both said 45 to 48 wins, 5th-6 seed, to stay out of the play-in. That'd be a big upgrade from last year. Mm-hmm. Even doing our 9-game win streak, neither one of us put too much dip on our chip.
Nope.
It was like, still stay focused on the goal. So it's not about, you know, I can take losses to the elite because I never had us in that tier. But this is like the second time they've lost to a team, third time that they've lost to a team that they should have beat over these last couple weeks. They lost to Atlanta a couple of weeks ago. Of course, you were there.
Hmm.
You had your rant about that. They lost that bullshit game to Sacramento like a week and a half ago. And then this bullshit. And you're in a quote-unquote tough schedule, quote-unquote easy part of your schedule right now. Now, of course, when you're hearing this, it'll be Saturday instead of Friday because we had to wait a day. Tonight, they have a big game in Cleveland against the Cleveland Cavaliers, one of two teams who are a game behind you. Just when I thought they put that in the rearview, I thought we put Toronto in the rearview after Monday. I was like, massive win. Toronto's in the rearview. We ain't got to worry about them. So now you allow this, and now both of them are behind. You got a big game tonight that if you lose, you will be tied with the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the Raptors still be a game behind you. And after that, you got to go to the Garden to play the Knicks, and you got the fucking Washington Wizards. Those should be winnable games, right? Not with this team. It's the effort that pisses me off. It's the defense that pisses me off. Offense really wasn't bad last night. 51% from the field, hit like 14-3. Zach was phenomenal. Kobe even had a pretty good game. And we'll get to Vooch later in this fucking show because I've reached my boiling point with him. I'm fed up. I'm fed up with the effort. And it's like I'm tired of the post game with Zach and DeMar and Caruso. We got to get tired of getting our ass kicked. How many times are we going to say this now, man? When we started the All-Star break, they were tied for first place. Tied first place, coming in on like a win streak. That was all together like six in a row. You go from that just a month ago to now you're a game out from being in the fucking play-in. It's inexcusable, man. It's inexcusable. I need this team to wake the fuck up. And that's really just all the time. Last night, I had a lot more in my head. I was cussing niggas out. I had to delete mad tweets because I'm a member of the media now, and I can't be calling players bitch-ass niggas. Yeah. But What's your overall feeling, man? We texted about it last night, man.
You said something very important in there. You said a lot of shit that was on point. You said something that was very important. You said you have a big game against the Cleveland Cavaliers. That right there should tell you that these niggas is fucking up. I don't care how good Cleveland has been during the regular season up to this point. We should not look at them like a big game for us. We should still be the big game for the rest of these teams in the East. Outside of Boston, outside of the Nets when, you know, Kyrie was available. You know, now the mandate is lifted, so he'll be available all the time. You know, sorry for the Hornets. You get to see that shit up close and personal. But a big game for us. Like, we're going into that game, and I want to say that Cleveland might be favorite in that game. Let me see. Let me double check to make sure.
They should be.
That game is tomorrow, and it looks like they don't have the lines out just yet, I don't think. Okay. But I would have the Cavaliers favorite in this game because the Bulls are playing like absolute shit. Losing to the Pelicans is inexcusable. I don't give a fuck. You know, they don't have Brandon Ingram. They don't have Zion. If they had those guys, they would have a much better record because I think that they're – like, those are two phenomenal players. Yeah. Losing to C.J. fucking McCollum. Like, he's a professional basketball player.
And Timo Cruz from Coach Carter.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And I get it. He's a professional basketball player, right? Cool. The nigga couldn't win with Damian Lillard. Let's stop all this other shit. Let's stop acting like he's James Harden and he went to the Rockets and carried him to the – no, let's not do that. This is the Pelicans. They're still the Pelicans. They just added C.J. McCollum. That's it. So I don't want to hear anybody tell me anything about how good they looked over the past, whatever games. I don't give a fuck. We talking about actual basketball with Zach LaVine available, who had fucking, what did he have? 39, he almost had 40.
Almost 40 last night, yeah.
There was a point in the game where I think Io, and Io's still a rookie. We talked about this a couple episodes ago. Io is going to show you at times that he's a rookie still.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. I'm not going to blame him. But there were times in that game where it was like 18 minutes he was on the court. He didn't have a point. Or 14 minutes or whatever it was, he went without a point. Kobe had, what, 23?
If I'm not mistaken, 23
off the bench. You know, again, like, I'm not holding Pat Will to any type of standard. I told you I just want to see him back running, healthy, getting game shape. My beef is not with him. He's safe. He's good. My problem comes with, like, Vooch is out there, right? 32 minutes, 16 points, 9 rebounds.
14 of them in the first half.
Right. And to talk about the first half, I want to say we were down, what, 1 point?
1 point and a half.
62-63,
something like that, yeah.
So then you look at the third quarter, we were dead even point-wise, right? So, you know, they still took, what, a one-point lead into the fourth quarter. They outscored us by 16 points in the fourth quarter. Up to that point, it was 39-31 in the first quarter, us. 23-32 in the second quarter, them. 23-23 all, you know, in the third. And then 40-24 in the fourth. It's fucking inexcusable. Yeah. I don't care what way you want to slice it. It's inexcusable. And I'm seeing all these stats come out about the Bulls are 0-16 against the top 3, 4, whatever teams. You know, and that shit sucks that we're on the receiving end of all this shit because it's just facts. Nobody's slandering the Bulls right now. They're just telling the truth about us.
Yeah.
That's really it. That's what I've been seeing.
And I think the nastiest thing about that record is even trash teams can luck into one or two wins. They have
teams on that list that's one win, yeah. Two wins. We have none.
It's bullshit. And a lot of them games weren't even close.
Man.
They weren't. The fucking game against Milwaukee on Tuesday was over in the first fucking
that
quarter.
That shit was disgusting, bro. Listen, like first I told y'all before, I'm not expecting us to go out there. Expectations breed disappointment. It doesn't mean you shouldn't have them still. It just means prepare yourself. If you got them up there, prepare yourself to be disappointed. But my thing is, I can take losing to the Bucks. You lose to the Bucks 3-4 points, whatever, right?
They're defending champions.
Even the Wizards just fought back against the Bucks. They end up losing by like 12 points. We be getting smoked by 35 points. We playing them like it's the Wizards that we talking about. No Bradley Beal, no none of that shit. They fought back. They was getting their ass kicked all game, and they fought back, and they lost by 12. That's respectable for them. It's the Wizards.
Yeah. You got there with Kristaps Porzingis.
Yeah, like we getting cooked with all this talent.
Fully healthy. Everybody played on Tuesday who was available.
And I just don't like – I don't like the optics of it. I don't like – it seems like the closer we get to the playoffs, the further they get from who they are and who they were.
And that's the thing that I feel Billy's got to take some blame. And this is one thing I want to tell Bulls Twitter because I had a little back and forth with somebody on Twitter yesterday. He's a cool dude. You know, no beef. I'm a cool dude. We have a nice conversation. I don't remember his Twitter name off the top of my head. And he was like, I don't know why the Bulls are so thirsty to hire Billy Donovan. And this is the thing, man. You can criticize a coach or a player without having revisionist history. Mm-hmm. I can criticize Nikola Vucevic and say he's been playing like shit without saying the Bulls should never traded for him. We should have kept right. Wendell Carter Jr. Right. You can criticize Billy Donovan. You should criticize him without acting like this was a bad fucking hire right. 2 years ago. That type of shit I don't like. And it's like, yes, Billy should take some responsibility. The fact this team is not prepared night in and night out, and that you can't get up for a game against the New Orleans Pelicans when you're the one fighting for playoff positioning, like, they have an excuse. Their two best players ain't playing. They ain't played all season. Zion ain't played all goddamn year.
CJ fucking McCollum, man.
CJ McCollum. And so you don't have an excuse. And the fact they're not prepared. I don't know what offense Billy be running. So that is Billy's fault. He needs to get better at that. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I want to see. Like, I think right after All-Star, DeMar said something like, well, you know, this is where teams get locked in. I ain't seen nobody get locked in. And DeMar, you my guy. Pass the fucking ball sometimes. Like, I think the Toronto game, there was like, they put like a clip from on their IG with him shooting like over five niggas. And then went in. It's a cool little highlight. Pass the fucking ball. And I'll get into my Zach DeMar debate.
They've been calling him he think he Kobe for years, bro.
Yeah.
Like, he think he Kobe.
Oh, man. Yeah, and that's why I said DeMar is a stealth go-to-hell ball technician. Like, Zach is obvious with it, but DeMar is stealth with it. So it's like everybody not named Patrick Williams is to blame for the way this Bulls team is playing. Zach, you my guy. You're not getting foul calls. Sure. You got to stop bitching and get back on defense. It's a damn shame that you got a rookie in Ayo Dosunmu, who was in the fucking tournament, NCAA tournament last year, telling your veteran ass to stop crying to the refs and get back on fucking defense.
Yeah, like
I'm tired of seeing that shit.
I don't like it. The body language, none of it. I don't like any of it, dog, because there's no sense of urgency in these games, man. Like, they're playing like they're just like they up 100 points.
Yes,
they go into the game acting like they got spotted 20 points because of the shot selection, the lack of defense, the lack of effort. We've been talking about this shit for how long, dog?
Man,
just give a fuck. That's all. If we give a fuck, we can compete with anybody.
Defense is about effort.
That's it. Defense and rebounding is effort, dog.
And oh, don't even get me started on the fucking rebound. There was who was the dunk last night? Dunked on Tristan and
at the buzzer.
Was it Timo Cruz? I'm gonna keep calling him that. Timo Cruz from Coach Carter.
I'm about to find out for you. Right,
it was one of them motherfuckers. Was it Herb? One of them motherfuckers. They boxed out.
What is his name? Trey Murphy.
Missed the three. Got his own miss
and
dunked it on two niggas. It's inexcusable, bro. That type of shit will kill you in the playoffs. It's killing you now.
It's just
like, I there's so much blame to go around that I don't even know where to fucking start. But
I told you about the Raptors? You remember that when we was in the spaces and I said a team like the Raptors will fuck around and get us out of there? You remember?
Yeah.
You see these little teams like this that don't got shit going on? That's but giving that's, us fits?
That's the annoying thing because they came prepared on Monday night against the Raptors. You know what I'm saying?
They almost lost that. I'm not going to lie. That game was closer than it should have been early. The Raptors jumped out to a lead and all this shit, but they got their shit together. So I will commend them for that. They did.
Yeah, but with that type of team, I expected to be back and forth. But the fact that they actually, that was the most, one of the best they've looked all season.
Right.
These last two, like, you know, I was even going to the Milwaukee game on Tuesday. I'm like, you know what? We played a really good game last night. You know, we're as healthy as we're going to get because the Lonzo news, you know, he'll be reevaluated in a week, but I'm not banking on him coming back this season. I'm like, this is as healthy as we're going to get. I'm thinking, okay, we might have a chance to steal something. Worst case scenario, this game's going to go down to the last possession. And I turned the game off after the first quarter.
Yeah, like, I thought we had a chance to win that game going into it. I really did.
It's one thing I'll say about those Tibbs teams, and this goes to the injury thing that I'm going to bring up. Derek will be hurt. Jimmy would be hurt. Lou would be hurt. Joe would be hurt. Them teams still fought.
Yeah.
We won out there. We beat Miami with Nate Robinson and fucking DJ Augustine.
We was out there winning with like CJ Watson and shit like that.
This team, it just pisses me off because, like you said, we keep calling this effort. And this is where I go with the free throw thing. Like, they had 8 free throws in the fucking fourth quarter. Drive to the fucking basket. Y'all not that good enough of a 3-point shooting team shooting as much as y'all do.
Fuck even not being that good at shooting threes. Every time they get in a bonus, they stop attacking.
Oh, my God.
You're in the bonus, dog. Like, you in the bonus with 8 minutes to go in the quarter. How are you still settling for jumpers? Every time I look up, a miss two, a miss three, a miss this, a miss. Go to the rim. They have to touch you or let you score. Their referees are going to foul it because if you keep going down there, they're gonna have to. They're gonna blow the make them blow the whistle, dog. Make them, but they don't do it. Like they don't. It's fundamental basketball, and that's where I blame Billy, because Billy needs to take a time out and say, "Hey, what the fuck are you doing? Look up at that. Look up at the scoreboard. You're in the bonus. Go to the rim every single time. I don't give a fuck if you wide open for three. Don't take it. Take a three. You coming out the game. Go to the rim."
And Billy's rotations are questionable. If you go back to the Milwaukee game, remember the first quarter of the Milwaukee game? I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
This is a back and forth. This feel like a playoff game. And Vooch was cooking. What did this nigga do? He took Vooch out and put some offensively challenged lineup out there. 11-0 run. This ball game's over. There's nothing to see.
Yeah, no, he does that a lot. He does that a lot. He'll take the hot hand out quick, and I don't understand why. Like, I don't get it. But that going to the rim shit, turnovers – piss me off. I told y'all this a couple pods ago. Turnovers piss me off no matter if it's my team playing, like my team playing or not. It just makes me mad. Turnovers, a lack of effort, and these motherfuckers not playing fun. If I'm sitting on my couch looking at them and saying, oh, we in the bonus? Oh, yeah, just drive. Just drive and we good. We'll be able to blow this team out. Just drive to the rim. What do they do? Pump fake, shooting 30-footers and 28-footers and 17-footers. The rim is right there. They can't stop you from getting to the rim. You're in the bonus. They're going to foul you. Any foul is free throws. Any foul. Every foul.
Yeah. And it's like, and, you know, it's just, man, I don't know what to say. And it's like, I've been mad at this team maybe four times this season. Maybe four times. I was mad at the double-digit blown lead against Portland, like in November.
Oh, my God.
I was mad at the loss to Memphis at home because I feel like Billy really, when he took Tristan out, just like we were talking about rotation, he took Tristan out. And they did whatever the fuck they want to do in the fourth quarter. I was mad 2 weeks ago at the fucking Sacramento game. And this game, I lost my shit. I deleted like 8 tweets last night. I was going into full old school Scott sports rant. Like it, I just, like I said, maybe it's because I'm a Bears fan. I despise bad defense. I hate it. Because if you play defense, you win that fucking game. And with injuries, yes. We can sit up here, and we've been saying this for weeks. I've been saying this for weeks. And I'm actually going to apologize on this show to everybody out there who's like, it's not just going to turn up when Caruso and them get back. You're right. I apologize. I thought the mentality of this team was going to change when Caruso got back in this lineup. We saw that in the Cleveland game he came back against and nothing else. We've seen like spurts of it. And that type of shit is like, yes, you have injuries. Yes, I don't believe we would be in this predicament if we were healthy majority of this year. But that's no excuse. Look at the fucking Grizzlies. They just beat the Nets without fucking Ja Morant.
Oh, they like 16-2 without Ja.
16-2 without Ja. did you see what the Bucks did last night without Chris Middleton, without fucking Giannis? And also, that's another one. We got our ass kicked by the Bucks without Chris Middleton.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's what made me think we was going to win that game. Let's say, oh, wait a minute. All we got to do is just – make these other niggas do something, and what they do?
Just no Middleton, y'all, and y'all just letting motherfucking Grayson Allen get to the paint.
This nigga had like 20 on us or some shit.
And can I say this about Tristan? Shut the fuck up! Like you came here talking the most shit. Oh, I wouldn't let nobody do that to my brothers. You let that nigga go to the layup line 3 motherfucking times. Then you want to fight Surge when we down 25.
Right.
Get the fuck out of here.
You already getting smoked, and you over there trying to start a fight now. Like that fake tough shit is over with, dog. We need basketball, my nigga. That's where you win at. Fuck winning the fight.
Play basketball. Right. And it's like the culture. Like, you know, everybody made a big deal over the Spoelstra Jimmy UD thing. I love shit like that. You know why I love shit like that? Because it's accountability.
Yeah. And they give a fuck.
Jimmy's the best player on the team, and Spo didn't like how he defended on one play. And Jimmy Butler is one of the best defenders in the league, and he held him to a high standards. What you did was bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't see Billy doing none of that shit.
That nigga slammed the clipboard on the court. And I bet you they favored by what? With the day that we record this, they're favored by like 10 points on the Knicks. I wouldn't be surprised if they destroyed the Knicks just off of that energy right there. Just off that energy. That's what you need, dog. Like, that's what it feels like to grow up with big brothers and older cousins and uncles and your dad and shit like that. When you have accountability, when you have somebody talking to you with some bass in their voice telling you, you fucking up, you did this, you did that. That don't mean you can't come back from it. That doesn't mean I hate you, we beefing. No, you need some accountability. Like you said, you be accountable for your shit. Own up to your actions. You want to do this little kid shit and, you know, and pout and do all of that, that's fine. You won't be playing for the Miami Heat. You'll be playing somewhere else where they tolerate that bullshit. There's no secret why the Miami Heat have been successful no matter what the roster looks like.
It's the Pat Riley culture, man.
And Pat going to have his shit one way
or
no way. You won't play here.
Pat ain't coached that team in like 17 years.
Run down that roster right now, bro. Run down that roster and tell me outside of Jimmy Butler. And I love Bam Adebayo. I love Bam. Love him. Jimmy, Bam, and then who?
All right, here's the Miami Heat roster. Nothing but dogs there. Jimmy Butler. Tyler Hero, Victor Oladipo, Kyle Lowry, Bam Adebayo, Duncan Robinson, Udonis Haslam, PJ Tucker, Gabe Vincent, Markieff Morris, Dwayne Dedmon. So you got guys, these are all Pat Riley type of guys.
This is what I'm saying. Culture. That's culture. What we talk about when we talk about culture. Build a culture.
And which we're still doing.
Yeah, no, absolutely, 1,000%.
We're still 1,000%. Doing in the process of building a culture.
And that's why I don't want this to sound like a hot take because we've been kind of building up in this direction for a minute.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, like, you know, if we was able to cut him today or trade him today to do it, but I'm over Vooch. I'm over it.
This is the perfect intro.
I'm over Vooch. And what I mean by that is I'm over the idea of, like, oh no, he'll turn it up. Maybe this is just who I told y'all before when Kevin Love left Minnesota and he went to, you know, to Cleveland. But they was playing like some winning basketball and shit. He wasn't the same. He just wasn't the same because you can't go get 30 and 30. You got other guys on the team.
You got LeBron and Kyrie.
Yeah, you got to fit in. Vooch not doing, like, he'll have his moments and shit like that. But, like, bro, we can't, if we're going to have a legit, like, big three, quote unquote, you can't just have moments. It's not a big three. It's a big two on the possible.
He's been here a little bit about a year. I can't name one big Vooch moment in this time here. And I'm glad you said it. You can be upset at Vooch, and I'm upset at Vooch. I'm with you. I'm done with Vooch too. I won't say I'm done, but I'm damn near done.
He's got
the rest of the season to prove me wrong. Because, and I think AK and Mark, they don't give a fuck about cleaning house.
Nope.
They don't give a shit. And you, AK, and we're talking about culture. We know they call it Heat culture, Bulls culture. I'm gonna call this episode Bulls culture. They're building the Bulls culture. AK watching this shit. This nigga not coming back. This nigga not coming back. This nigga coming back.
Yeah.
Like, there's really only, honestly, outside of Zach and DeMar, because even I feel like Pat Will can be had for the right package.
I want Kobe back. It might be a hot take. I want Kobe back.
I'm not mad at Kobe for this simple. This is why I think Kobe won't come back, though, because he's only got one more year left in his deal, and I doubt they're going to pay him.
Yeah.
So they might give him something, something for him. And also, Ayo has a weird contract where they have to pay him. He's an unrestricted free agent at the end of next season. He has one of them weird type of deals. So, but I'm not mad at Kobe. Kobe's one job is to get buckets. I'm not finna get mad at him for not playing defense. That's not Kobe game.
Yeah, you want 23 points from me, or you want him to, you know, score 8 and start, you know, start, like, nah, give me the 23. I'll take that every night.
Yeah, like, so I'm not mad at him, but it's like Vooch, especially on nights when there's no DeMar. You have to step up and help Zach and help Kobe.
Vooch has to be the reason that we win our first round playoff series for me to be like, for him to redeem himself to me. Yeah. I'm not saying go out there and average 50 a night, do some Kareem Abdul-Jabbar shit, but you need to be out there doing what the fuck it take. We can't have these empty stat nights, though, these Andre Drummond nights where your numbers look good, but they didn't mean nothing in the grand scheme of things. I don't like that type of play out of big men, out of anybody, really, but especially big men. So, Vooch, that's what he has to do for me. It's about, what, 8 or 9 games left in the season?
9 games left.
Whatever he does in these last 9 games, it's cool, it's cute, it's okay. When we get to the playoffs, whoever we play in the first round, I don't give a fuck who it is. You niggas go home in the first round, we'll have to have a conversation. If Vooch is not the reason why we won that, you know, like a big part of the reason why we win that first round series, then I'm cool on him. Because like I said, second round for me. You get to the second round, have a competitive out in the second round, successful season. You overachieve. Because
I mean, they're overachieve. I had them in the playoff. I didn't have them winning a round. At all, like, and especially now, I wouldn't pick them against nobody. Like, the only team I might take them over against is Cleveland. I still don't trust Cleveland in a 7-game series, and they got less experience than us, but that would definitely be a 7-game.
That would definitely be a seven game series.
I can't confidently say we beat them. Like, there's nobody, it's like they're going to get in the first round unless something miraculously changes with them. They're going to get to the first round and lose. But this is the thing about Vooch, bro. Like, and I'm going to do the old school Chicago We like the lunch pail, hard hat ass teams. Yeah. We like, because Chicago's a blue collar team, we like teams that fight. You know what I'm saying? This is a too much of a finesse team. I need some dogs out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying there's not any dogs on the team, but you got to show it, man. Like, yeah. And I'm not mad at DeMar. DeMar has carried us. I'm not even mad at DeMar sitting out last night. DeMar has played the most minute he's played since 2015.
Yeah, he earned that.
You know what I'm saying? He's the only reason we're afloat right now, because he had a historical 2 months.
Yeah.
We just balling out of control, and now teams know how to guard him. You know what I'm saying? They know to pick him up at the key, and it's been easy to defend. You got to help him out. Booch can't be out here, and he had a great start, 14 points. You got 2 points in the second half, man. Like, man, that type of shit can't fucking happen. And when the offseason comes, there's going to be guys who are going to come available. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be surprised if Rudy Gobert hit the market because him and fucking Donovan don't get along. There's going to be guys available, and you need to stake your claim, man. So it's like, I'm tired. I'm tired of this, man. So let's talk about this next topic with 9 games left. Mm-hmm. What do you think? What adjustments can be made to try to win these next 9 games? I mean, Kendall Gill said he thinks if the Bulls get 3 more wins, which I think they need more of that, that they'll leave them in the rear view. Now, we'll say this. This is one thing that the win over Toronto got us, but it's actually pathetic that it's come down to this. We have the tiebreaker over them. And if we beat Cleveland tonight, we have the tiebreaker over them too. So that'll come in handy if we do somehow end up being tied with one of them.
Right.
But what do you think the Bulls can do? What Billy can do to change and get this team on the right direction heading into the playoffs?
Man, honestly, dog, I'm telling you, it's the same shit I've been saying. The way that we've lost all our games this year, not sticking to the fundamentals, not sticking to the basics, getting out rebounded, getting out. You know, like it's effort, getting outworked. All he has to do, let these motherfuckers know, listen, dog, it's 9 games left until it's win or go your ass home for the summer.
Yeah.
Y'all have to really lock in and like pay attention, dog. Like if you see that there's a matchup you can exploit, do it until they stop it. If you're in the bonus, 9 minutes left in the quarter, there's no reason why you shouldn't be at the line every single time down the court. Take a jumper. Don't take jump shots. Stop fucking shooting. You're not the Warriors. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not – this is not Phoenix. We've just got guys just shooting from the fucking bench. It's not that. Stop taking all these jumpers. Like, you're settling for jumpers and you're bailing yourself out. Because a team like the Pelicans, they wipe a sweat from their face. Like, oh, shit, thank you.
And not only are they not going to the basket, they missing jumpers and not getting back on defense.
Not getting back on defense. You missing it. You hanging your head. You slack. You doing this. You arguing with the ref. They getting transition points, making them look like world beaters because we ain't shit now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it looked like. So, for me, hone in on the basics. This is where you start to leave these bad habits alone right here. It's 9 games left, dog. 9. When you get to the playoffs, they're going to game plan around everything you can't do. The shit you can do, it's going to get shrunk. Your lineup is going to have to shrink. You're not running 10 guys out there. You're probably running 7, maybe 8, maybe, depending on who you play.
Yeah.
They got to get this shit together right now. Like, he has to really have a conversation with these niggas and tell them, bro, play smart. Just play smart. It sounds simple, but the fix is simple because we have talent. Yeah. If we didn't have talent, then I wouldn't be able to figure it out.
And I think that's the most irritating part, because it's like you're better than a lot of these teams you're losing to. Like,
much better.
If you look at these 9 games, you're home. You're tonight against Cleveland in Cleveland. Monday in New York against the weak ass Knicks. Tuesday in Washington. Then you got a 5-game homestand, but then you got the Clippers. Paul George practiced last night. Okay, so
he coming back soon.
I've been telling y'all this for weeks that Paul George is coming back. Paul George practiced. I would not be surprised if he plays on Tuesday. He's definitely playing this game.
Yeah.
So you know that Miami still ain't, you ain't beat them niggas yet. Milwaukee, you ain't beat them niggas yet. And they're on a back to back. You got a team who might be the team you see in the first round. Boston.
Oh,
then you got Charlotte at the crib. And then the last game, which is going to, every game is going to matter. I don't think seeding is going to be determined until that last night. You got to play Minnesota in Minnesota, who has been playing. They're like 10-1 since All-Star break.
Yeah. And Cat is acting way different.
Cat is acting. He's acting different.
Yeah, I don't know. I think on the last episode, we previewed the last, whatever, 13 games.
Yeah, we had them going 8-5. Right now, they 1-2 so far.
And, nigga, no.
I'm
looking at these games, and it's like, yes, in a perfect world, you beat the Cavs, you beat the Knicks, you beat the Wizards. Depending if Paul George is available or not, maybe that Clippers game doesn't go your way. You come back home, you finish strong against the Heat. Maybe you give a competitive game against the Bucks, win or lose. Celtics, I don't know, because that Celtics team is fucking scary.
Fuck competitive win, nigga. You can't beat these niggas once.
1,000% I'm with you on that 100%. But I'm trying to be realistic in my expectations.
If I'm being realistic, I can't even tell you next time we winning. I don't know.
In a perfect world, you win the next three. And that way you give yourself some cushion, which we talked about a couple months back. When you go on these 9-game winning streaks, these 7-game winning streaks, whatever, you give yourself cushion when you drop one you're not supposed to, because you beat a team you probably weren't supposed to as well. So now it kind of balances itself out. You win, you know, you're good, you got the momentum. These games right here, I don't know, bro, because the Knicks are one of those sneaky teams that's just like, they're hungry. It's a Tibbs team like we just talked about. Yeah, they're not just going to roll the red carpet out for you niggas. They're not.
As bad as the New York Knickerbockers are, they don't go out there and not fight.
I can't say that's a gimme. I can't.
The reason that the Knicks are so funny is because they be in every game. They be in every game and they do some shit in it that they lose. You think there's nothing Tibbs would like more than to beat his old team that is not playing good basketball right now.
Yeah.
And every game we have in the Garden is close.
It's scary.
Every game. Last time we was in Washington, it took a fucking miracle shot from fucking DeMar to beat them.
DeMar pump fake falling out of bounds
three.
Beat these niggas.
So you
can't say any of these games are gimmies, especially not the Cavs. Like, the Cavs is playing tough. They playing tough ball. We've been giving them their credit all season. Again, I don't think they're as good as they've been playing. I don't. I think in the playoffs they'll get exposed. But at the same time, we're not in the playoffs yet. We ain't right now. Yeah. So we got to deal with it right now. And them motherfuckers
Garland,
are good right now.
Darius Garland had a so-so first half. Had a bad first half last time we played him. And then what did he do in the second half? He didn't give a fuck about his shooting percentage. He was taking IO to the fucking basket.
That kid is him.
Yeah, like, he's one of the best guards in the league, man. And they know what time it is. They know what they got to do. They trying to avoid the play-in. Nobody wants to see Brooklyn, bro. Nobody wants to see Brooklyn. Kyrie,
my nigga's over with.
Kyrie can play home games now, and Kyrie needs to thank the New York Yankees.
Yes,
because the Steinbrenners run New York City. Okay,
yeah. Please don't be mistaken, basketball fans. Don't think they did this for the Knicks or the Nets. They didn't give a fuck about the Knicks. Baseball.
There's Aaron Judge can't play.
You tell them they ain't getting Yankees or Mets. Yeah, tell what you want to say about the Mets. You tell them they ain't getting Yankees and Mets. Oh, yeah, okay, cool. All right.
Steve Cohen got long bread. Like, you know what I'm saying? They was, like, not going. So, it's like nobody wants to play Brooklyn. Yeah. Like, and Philly ain't low. I see a little stealth tanking they try to do and stay out that first two seeds. They ain't got to play Brooklyn. So, it's like everybody. So, Cleveland's going to come to play.
That's the series I want.
Yeah, Cleveland's coming to play. Toronto's coming to play. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like you gotta step up. And as far as adjustments, I don't really know what adjustment can be made besides play fucking
just give
defense.
Just give a fuck. And that's what I'm saying. That's why it's so frustrating, dog. There's nothing that we can do differently other than give a fuck. Play simple, smart basketball that I see the rest of the league playing. When teams can't shoot or they don't have their jumper going, they go to the rim. And when they get in a bonus, they come down every single time. And even if they don't plan on, you know, going to the rim, they act like it so that the team got to come out there and, oh, shit. They're going to either give you the lane or foul you.
We need the intensity that we had the first, 2 months of the season. When even games we lost, we knew that you were going to give their best fight.
Yeah. Y'all seen us come on this pod after losses and be like, eh.
We gave it. They fought. I need that effort. And I don't want to hear about Zoe. Yes, I know Zoe helps the offense. I know Zoe is our best three-point shot. I get all that. But it's like the only other thing I can think of, Javonte has been great for us these 71 games, but I think it's time to move him to the bench, and I think it's time to put Pat in the starting lineup just for defense and rebounding purposes. And this is not even – that might not even help, but that's something right now. But more than anything, play defense.
Yeah.
With this type of team, play defense, it opens up the offense.
Yeah,
man.
They
got
to win these next three. These next three
are must-wins.
They got to win these next three. I don't give a fuck. I really don't care to hear no excuses about nothing. I don't give a fuck who's out. Who's not, like, I really don't care. You have to win these next three.
I don't want to be
whatever is up in the air, but these next
three. I don't want to be sitting here next week. We getting ready for this Clippers game, and I'm like, well, we went 1-2. Like, you know, I'm not even accepting 2-1.
Yeah, no,
3-0.
If they go 2-1, they fucking up. That's what I'm saying.
3-0, bro.
They have to win these next three. The more and more I'm looking at these three games, and I'm looking at these teams, and I'm like, nah. If we don't get these three, fuck, we should win. They have to win these three games, though. They have to. They need some type of momentum going, dog.
You need some momentum heading into the playoffs. And this is the thing, man. Like, sports is about adjustments. Everybody didn't take the Bulls seriously the first couple months, but then they started getting good. Then DeMar started playing. They're like, okay, it's time to scheme for these niggas. Everybody gets up to play the Bulls. Look at the Pelicans last night. Motherfuckers was on the bench. Like, after that dunk, niggas is all on the court. Should have been a technical. All on the court.
Man, listen.
They know.
Hey, that's how you know you're getting your ass whipped. When you be like, man, that's a tech. Like, get them niggas out. You like, yeah, you niggas is about to lose.
They know they soft. These teams know that the Bulls are pussy. Like, they laughing at these niggas,
and let
man.
Me say this. Let me say this to Bulls fans. I don't want you guys to think that we're overreacting or we're wilding out or anything like that. We started the pod up talking about expectations breeding disappointment. Our expectations have not changed since the beginning of the season. Overall, we've had some spots here and there where it looked like they could outperform what we imagined. But overall, we keep telling you, we're still rebuilding. So this team is a second round team at best. So now that we're losing these games to these elite teams, I'm not necessarily surprised at it. I'm surprised in the fashion in which we're losing. And that's what I'm mad at. I don't want you guys to think that I'm mad about a loss. I'm mad about the way we lose in those games. And who we lose to. You can't lose to the Pelicans. I don't care what you came into the season, you know, imagining where they're going to finish or nothing. You have to win those type of games. You lose to Milwaukee, cool, they're the champs. Don't get smoked by 30.
Beating the teams you're supposed to beat, being competitive with the teams that are elite is not a lot to ask for.
That's all I want. And so, not so a lot I don't want any for. Bulls fan to hear this. And say, oh man, Scott and Mari Wild, and they jumped off the
This is the team we expected, but if they were this team all alone, I wouldn't be as upset as I am. You set a little standard, bro. Effort. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm asking for.
That's it. Because I know some Bulls fans gonna listen to this shit and be like, what you thought? Were we supposed to win the championship? No, it's not what we saying.
If you listen to this pod all year, you already know we have not deferred from anything we have said on this podcast. Mm-hmm. It's just the way it's all going about. Here's my next topic, man. And this is where I've been saying this since the beginning. DeMar gotta defer to Zach. And this is why I say that. With all due respect to DeMar. And this is, Zach's a nice guy. I think he takes a backseat on purpose a lot. Mm-hmm. This ball needs to be in Zach's hands at the end of games. Now, of course, this wasn't a factor last night. DeMar didn't play. But I'm just saying in general, because when I watched Zach hoop last night, he's capable of doing this every night. Especially especially he did a performance like this on a bum knee. When he's healthy, he can do this every night. There's two things. DeMar needs to defer to Zach, and also Zach needs to be a better decision maker. Last night, he was pretty good. But there's a lot of times we see Zach in, like, the end of the games, he just has no basketball IQ. Yeah. So them two things need to get better. Zach is the best basketball player on this team.
Yeah.
Period. It just is what it is. So it needs to be more of that. And there needs to be – and I think it was on – I forgot who said this on one podcast I heard. I think it was Jason Goff or Kendall Gill. It's different because Lonzo's not out there, so Zach and DeMar are bringing the ball up court more. And you have the defense. They know exactly where the ball is. So it's easy to defend those two. You know, so that's where you miss Zoe. But I need there to be more of a balance. And I just need guys to step up, man. Yeah. Like, I think that's the whole theme of this podcast, whole theme of this episode. We need guys to act like you give a fuck. These next nine games, win or lose, I want to see effort, bro.
Yeah, and to your point about Zach, I think even in those moments where, like you asking for DeMar to defer to Zach, Zach is never going to know how to handle those situations if he's never placed them. You know what I mean? Real game situations. So you have to give him the ball. We know that DeMar can perform. We know that, you know what I mean? Like, he's shown us a lot of time, you know, the back-to-back game winners. You know what I'm saying? Closing, we up 1 point, and, you know, we need a bucket, and he'll hit the shot like he did over the Hawks, you know, a while back or whatever. But Zach needs to learn how to do those. He needs to understand, like, okay, 4 or 5 seconds over on the clock, I got the ball now. Like, that's the only way you get the experience. You can't simulate that in practice. You can't simulate the other team's effort to stop you in practice and shit like that. You know what I mean? It's only so much you can do with your own team out there. So shit like that, I'm with you. I'm with you there, like, 100%. Like, you have to defer to him, you know, obviously, unless he's, you know, triple teamed or some shit. Whatever. Give him the ball. Let him make a decision. Win or lose, I think more Bulls fans might be able to sleep better at night if Zach misses that shot than anybody else.
Yeah, to me, at least. And it's like, it's just, I just want smarter basketball. I want cleaner basketball. I need better from the Bulls. I am demanding better. And that leads me to our last topic, man. And we talk about, you know, regular season expectations, preseason expectations. My question to you, if, let's just say this team drops the plan, because they're not going to drop out of the top 10. They solidified a winning record with that win over Toronto. So, you know, but if this team is in the play-in, do you consider it a failure?
Absolutely. 1,000%. And I won't watch the game. And I will actively root for them to lose that game. I'm telling you right now. If the niggas fall into the playing game, I will actively root for them to lose that game because they don't deserve to be rewarded after shitting the bed, you know, this late in the season. Pre-All-Star break, the Bulls was looking like, oh, shit, these boys are scary. They better than what even, you know, what we even thought they could be. Post-All-Star break, like you said, you won a handful of games. You've been getting cooked. You've been getting fucking roasted every night on Twitter, on the court, all of this shit. You know what I'm saying? So for you to go from, I don't want to say favorites, but you were a one seed at one point. You know what I mean? You were a 1-2 seed, 2-3 seed. You go back to one. You go back down to three. Cool. Thought you were solidified. If you fuck around and get in a play-in game, you deserve to lose. And even if you win, there's no honor in that. There's no honor in you fell to the play-in game and they had to save you because the play-in is some new shit. That means you would have missed the playoffs. Like, you don't deserve to be there. So you ask me, yes, it's 1,000% a failure, and I will hope them niggas lose that play-in game because they don't deserve good things if they fall down that low at all.
I'm 100% with you, and this is something I said at the beginning of the season. Remember on our preseason, I want y'all to go back and listen to our preseason episode because I feel like we're repeating ourselves. I said the minute we got DeMar, even before our preseason pod, in the offseason, the minute we got DeMar Alonso, I said if this team is not a top six team, it is a disappointment. Because if you want to be real, they should have made the fucking play-in last year. Should have made the plan. That was the point of the Vooch trade, to get them in the play-in. So if you do this in back-to-back years, I'm sorry. That is a failure. So, yes, if you zoom out, the bigger picture, yes, first year back, you're in the postseason, da-da-da-da, cool. The play-in is not the playoffs. And I'm going to keep saying when Jalen Rose and when Richard Jefferson always say, the play-in is not the playoffs, my nigga. If you're in the play-in, and yes, since you'll be 7th or 8th seed, it's not win or go home. You're going to probably going to see Brooklyn in the first round. Probably going to lose that. And then you go to a winner-take-all game at home against, yes, a lesser opponent, either Charlotte or Atlanta, but you don't think LaMelo or Trey can go off for a game?
Oh, I know they can.
We know Trey can do that.
Oh, I know, yeah.
There's not a doubt. Trey gets up for moments like that.
That little motherfucker is scary. I'm going to give him his respect. I'm not a hater. I'm going to get a little nigga his credit, man. He turns up.
I think
up
Atlanta is a mid-team. I don't want to face Trey Young in a winner-take-all game.
You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm talking about when I talk about Trey Young? That's what he did for the Hawks.
Yeah.
He gave other niggas something to be scared of when you play the Hawks. Like, oh, wait, Trey playing? Oh, shit.
The Bulls don't have that guy.
Yeah.
Zach has potential to be that guy.
Yeah, if you can't be CJ fucking McCollum, nigga, you're not that guy, pal. You are not that guy, pal.
Here's the biggest difference between Zach LaVine and Devin Booker. And I do think Zach LaVine is a more talented player. The difference is Book is not an idiot at the end of games.
Yeah.
Book is a way smarter basketball player.
Book understands. Oh, wait a minute. These niggas can't stop me from going to the rim.
Yes. Let me go to the basket.
Let me go to the basket. Let me stop bailing these niggas out. Let me stop shooting.
They were down 10 points in the fourth quarter against Denver last night, and he said, fuck this. You know what I'm saying? I need to see more of that. I need more of that from my basketball team. So I'm with you. If they're in the play-in, they deserve to be in the play-in, and they don't deserve to win. They don't deserve to be in the playoffs. If you were – imagine what type of fucking fall-off that is. Is this April? Just 2 months ago, you were the number one seed in the Eastern Conference, and here you are – sitting at home in a play-in game to fight for your supper, that's wildly disappointing. Yeah. And they have nobody to blame but themselves because they rose expectations by playing so well. So where you can't be in a fucking play-in game. You just can't.
And they weren't doing anything spectacular. They were playing sound, fundamental basketball. Yeah. That's it. They just got away from it. And that's why I think we're not putting like these lofty goals out there for them.
We're not asking for a lot.
33 pointers a game. We're asking them to play fundamental Dr. Naismith fucking basketball. They get like to put the ball in the hoop and stop the other people from putting the ball in the hoop. Can you do that a couple times? Like,
just do it a couple times, man. That's all we're fucking asking.
CJ McCollum, my nigga. CJ McCollum. Like, goddamn.
That guy? You know, it's just, that and then, me. You know, it's just, man, I'm just, this season went from fun to, these niggas come on again tonight. And it's just like, bro, I don't want to feel like way about my basketball team. You know what I'm saying? Wake the fuck up. Y'all got 9 games. Yeah. To get your shit together.
Because then it's over with. Because then when you get to the playoffs, the niggas don't give a fuck about you over there, boy. It's when to go home.
It's when to go home. And this is an open. It's an open. There's a lot of teams who can win the NBA championship this year. This is as open. This is as wide open, and it has been. And I thought last year was pretty wide open, but this is more wide open than last year. I can name about 4 or 5 teams I can legitimately see holding that Larry O.B. at the end of the season.
I'm going to say this, man. In the East, I don't know how much of a dark horse pick they are now because since the new year they've been cooking. But Boston got some shit to say, man.
Boston is a game
got something to say.
Boston is a game out of first place.
Listen, when they get to the playoffs, good night, man. You better kiss your kids, man. If your team got to play Boston in the playoffs, you better kiss your kids, man. I'm telling you that right now.
Difference. And this is the perfect way to close this episode. Boston's half-court offense is just as smelly as ours. But you know what the difference is? They play defense and they fucking rebound.
Thank you.
This is a team that the first half of the season, niggas was ready to trade Jaylen Brown, and Udoka did what a good coach did. He got the motherfuckers in order, and they have been playing fantastic basketball. It's been the complete opposite for the Bulls. And they got 9 games, and we telling y'all, get your shit together, man. Hopefully, a week from now, we're a much better place. We feel a little more confident. Because we not doing no damn live shows for no fucking playing. I'm telling you niggas that right now.
I told y'all niggas. If Scott want to record, I won't be there.
I'm with you now.
Y'all gonna have two totally different niggas on here talking about two dead ass some other shit. I'm not doing it, bro. Setting up my whole shit and plugging my mic up and doing all this shit for a fucking playing game.
The White Sox start April 8th. I do not need you niggas, okay?
Man, this mad shit coming out. Man, listen, dog. Sonic 2 is coming out April 8th. Like, I'm cool. I can do other shit, man.
Yeah,
Pusha T dropping, I want to say April. I'm cool.
Pusha T out here dropping McDonald's disses. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, this nigga Pusha T, I know the album coming now because that nigga did Hot Ones.
When you do Hot Ones, that's definitely a rollout. You got a movie or a show or album coming.
That's the last leg of the rollout. Yeah, man.
So, you know, I think that's all we got for y'all today.
That's it.
The angriest podcast of the year. But we're gonna end this on a better note. You know, with a little positivity, man. Just, you know, we can give y'all what you know to follow us at Barb Chess Scott. Mariano, let them know where they can follow you.
Yeah, man. Look, man, at Mariano on Twitter, man. 2 N's, 2 O's. The Bulls ain't doing so good now, man. Tell y'all, don't hit me up for nothing, man. If they win these next 3 games, though, I might break.
He's open for business.
I'm open for business. You know what I'm saying? Tell all at me. You know, at Mariano Bibbins on Instagram. That's it, man. Like I said, hopefully the next pod, you know, we started off on a positive note. And we can say something good, man. This time, you know, hey, we had to speak to these niggas, man. You got to speak to them. That's all. We don't.
This
hate
is them, all man, done no. out of love. This is like when you get a whooping as a kid, and then your parents tell you this hurts me more than it hurts you.
If we didn't give a fuck, we wouldn't say anything. Just think about that. And that's just a lesson for you in life, period. The people who are telling you right from wrong and holding you accountable, they're only doing that because they love you and they give a fuck about you. If they didn't, they will watch you doing the same shit you're doing. It's going to land you in some trouble and let you keep doing it and tell you I told you so later. Right?
Yeah.
No, we're not going to do that, dog. Like, we're going to give you this shit right here. You might not like it right now, but later on down the line, when it click, you're going to be like,
Go out there. Fight, man. Y'all, you know, fight. Show me something over these next couple of games.
When these next three.
We sitting up here next Thursday getting y'all ready for the Clippers game. We want to be sitting there, you know, 3 in a row. They took care of what they need to do. We in good position, man. Because y'all still in the driver's seat. Y'all still control your own fate. Cleveland and Toronto can win. They can go 9-0. They need us to lose.
Right.
Y'all still control your destiny, man.
Maybe they need us in the locker room. Maybe they do.
You know what I'm saying? Like, man. They had Mike Singletary talk to them last week, and they played well on Monday. Do y'all need Mike Singletary every goddamn game? The fuck are we doing here, man? So it's like, look, man, play better, do better. That's all we asking for.
That's it.
We'll holler at y'all niggas next week. Shout out to everybody who subscribed to our Patreon. I apologize for no Summer Sessions episode this week. We'll be back next week. But we call the world's most inconsistent podcast for a reason. We record when the fuck we feel like it. But patreon.com/barbershop network. I'll be back next week with a new episode of I'm Not Gonna Hold You. I got a lot to say about Deshaun Watson press conference today, boys.
Oh,
so,
that shit was so
tune nasty, in. That was a fucking train wreck.
Wait.
So,
I can't wait to hear you talk about that.
I got a lot to say about that. So tune in for that. Me and Mariano, I'll holler at y'all next week, man. Yeah. We out.